Hello and welcome to Game Together. I am, as always, James, here with my very good friend and also daughter,
Lois.
We're pretty excited right now because we have been playing a lot of Knockout City, haven't we?
Knock you out. Yeah. That's what it does to me. Knock me out.
Knock me out too. So today we're going to be talking all about Knockout City. Plus we've got some new news all about the Nintendo Game Garage and Super Mario Golf. And that's looking pretty sweet as well. So we're going to be talking about all three of those things today. But first, I want to talk all about Knockout City. So, Lois, Knockout City, brand new game. This weekend, it's been on a special trial, so everyone's been able to play it for free. It's on every single platform. It's on PlayStation. It's on Xbox. It's on Switch. We've played it on every single different platform.
Game Boy?
It's not on Game Boy, no. It's on Switch, PS4, PS5, Xbox One. Not the Wii U. No, all right. Okay. It's not on every single platform. It's on every single current platform.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I wasn't clearer.
The TV?
Yes, it is on the TV, provided you plugged in a console of some point to it. Anyway, tell me all about Knockout City, Lois.
It's basically dodgeball, but you get 2 lives, and if you die, you get respawned in 3 seconds.
All right, so dodgeball. For those that don't know what dodgeball is, what is dodgeball?
It's where there's a ball, and, well, there's an even amount of teams, so like 3-on-3, with sometimes, this is how we play. We have a bench in the middle with cones on it, with some balls on the top. So then you run, grab a ball, come back, and then chuck it, and if you get hit, you go out, and this might, some games are different. If someone on your team catches the ball, all the people that are out come back in, or once you've been hit, you're out the game completely.
So that's how you play dodgeball, like at school.
Yes.
But how do you play Knockout City Dodge Brawl, I think it's called, isn't it?
Oh yeah, because you do brawl, so Dodge Brawl.
So you said before you have teams, and you have teams in this, don't you? To start off
teams.
With, it's a 3-on-3 game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got three. Let's talk about how we started off playing it, what we've been playing over the course of the weekend. So it's a 3v3 multiplayer game. So there didn't appear to be a story in what we played. It seemed to be just a case of everyone's playing against each other, a bit like Fortnite or many of those other sorts of games.
Well, the story is like you're training to be a master dodge brawl.
Yes. So there's like a good. There's a little training session first, isn't there? A few training to teach you how to use the controls and everything like that.
Yeah,
and
jump, then you're, run, swing, fly.
And you're playing online then. You can start a crew. You can play against other people.
Yeah, so, and you can add people to your crew. For example, we joined our dad's crew, so it was our dad, me and Elsie on a crew.
Exactly. So we can form our own crew. And then you're going up against other people online all around the world playing this game. So tell me how the game is played.
So you're this person that runs and finds a ball. Then that person can chuck a ball at the enemy, which could be blue or it could be gold.
Yep.
You'll be one of the teams. You chuck it at them, they lose a life, but the ball then flies off them. Then they could get it. They chuck it at you, you lose 1 life. You chuck them at them, they get hit, they lose the lives, your team gets 1 point.
So you get two hits to each person to get a point.
Yes.
Okay. So you can throw the ball, sort of, you can just quickly throw it, or you can like power it up for a mega throw, can't you?
Yes.
But it's not quite as simple as that, is it? If you just throw the ball, the other team member could catch it.
Yes.
So how does that work?
So you chuck it at them, they can catch it, and they can send it back at you, and then you can catch it, and it could be like a game of catch.
And it gets faster and faster every time. So if you catch the ball, it powers up the speed of the ball, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then you
throw it back, boom, they catch it, boom, it gets faster and faster and faster and harder to catch.
Yes.
So that makes for pretty good fun. And there's all sorts of different types of cool different shots. You can do like a spin shot, which allows you to throw it around corners so you can chase after people.
And there are different balls.
Oh, we'll come on to the balls in a second.
I explain all the balls.
You will explain the balls. And then, so there's a curve shot, and there's also like a lob shot where you can, if you're trying to get it over the top of something, you can spin and do a spinning double twisty jump, and then it throws it up and over, and that's another good way of sneaking up on people. So it's good. I mean, it's pretty frantic, isn't it?
Yes.
A lot of people running around going a bit bonkers.
Like our team are the sheepdogs, and the others are the sheep, and you're running around like crazy to try and round up the sheep.
Try and get them back in the pen.
Yeah.
By knocking them out. But you shouldn't do that with sheep.
No.
You mustn't knock out sheep, no. but you can
nobody
knock out...
Nobody must get the sheep.
No, but that's what this is like. But yeah, as you said before, Lois, there's also different types of balls, aren't there?
Yeah.
So there's a normal ball, which just throws... away it goes.
But you can get a sniper ball.
Sniper ball. So that's like a rugby ball shape,
isn't
it?
You shame that. Explain that.
So a sniper ball is like... It takes a bit longer to charge up, but it creates like a laser sight. You can fire it from a really, really long way away, and it goes really fast. So you can just aim it, boom, and you can take some out. It's really hard to catch, but it does take a long time to charge it up. So it's a pretty cool one to take people out from a bit of a distance. What else have we got?
Yes, there is also the cage ball.
Ah, the cage ball. I remember being on the receiving end of quite a few of these cage balls.
Yes, so you chucked a cage ball at me. I got in it. You threw me. I landed next to Elsie. Elsie picked me up. You're like, oh, Lewis is trapped in the cage. And then you're about to throw a ball at Elsie. Then Elsie threw me, because she'd picked me up. She threw me still in the cage. Then halfway through, I exploded out the cage, and I go, boom, and knock you out. And then while you're knocked up, we quickly run and hide. And we were on 6, and you were on 5, and you were searching everywhere to try and find us. And then when the last minute ended, you found us, and you just hadn't hit us.
Pretty weaselly move, that, I think. Getting one last hit in and then hiding. That's not... I mean, that's,
yeah.
I think that's pretty weaselly. But, you know, yeah, so you got the cage ball. So this is, as you say, you throw the ball, and it puts the person it hits in a cage, and they can't get out. For, you know, what is it, about 10 seconds or something
if
like that.
If you press B, 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 you get out in 5 questions. Seconds, B, 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 B.
Yeah, you won't B, get out quite B, so fast. B, 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 so the idea is you throw someone, you put them in a cage, then you can pick the opponent up and you could throw them off the edge, or you can use them to throw at someone else and get a
double
knockout.
But, for example,
knockout.
You could chuck them, but then if you press B, it, like, cancels your flight... And then you can, like, press BA like I did, and that spun me off the edge and landed when you were chucking me off the edge. Then you put the cage ball on me, and then Elsie caught it, chucked it at you.
Boom, yeah. Well, I'm going to relive that all over again. Thanks very much. What else have we got? So we've got the cage ball, sniper ball.
My favourite ball, the moon.
Moon ball.
It's where it makes you jump higher distance.
So when you're holding it, it jumps like you're on the moon.
Yeah. And when you throw it, if your opponent doesn't catch it, it sends them up into space.
Ah, so they go bouncing up pretty high.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a cool one. And then we've also got...
Bomb ball.
Bomb ball. How does
that
work?
If you chuck it, this is what I use to distract you once. But there was another brown ball, which I saw on the trailer of this.
Okay.
And I chucked it at you, and I think you caught it, and I was like, I think you might have thought it was yellow when it was fine, and it was flashing yellow constantly, and then I'm gonna be safe, I'm gonna wait until this turns red, then I can chuck it at Lois, and then it went beep 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 beep.
Because the point is, the bomb ball, as soon as you pick up the bomb ball, countdown starts, doesn't it?
Before it explodes.
So it's going to explode, so you've got to get rid of it quickly. So even if your opponent catches the bomb ball, they hang on to it for too long, kablooey.
Yeah. And there's also the multi-ball, which are 3 silver balls, which you can throw instead of all the other ones. Instead of getting one shot in, you can throw boom, 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 then run over, pickle, throw them up, boom, 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 run back, pickle, throw them up, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. So that's a good way of getting those 2 shots in pretty quickly,
right.
Isn't it? Yeah, but to knock out someone, you get two hits and that knocks them out, doesn't
yeah.
it? So you got these different balls. That's pretty cool.
Here's a tip for you children if your parents aren't here. This
okay.
is a tip that we... No, I'm not going to say this because you'll hear it.
I'll tell you, I'll close my ears if you want.
Good.
You tell the microphone and I'll not listen, okay? My ears.
So if it's 2 versus 1, so if you're the 2 player, one of you can go distract them and they'll just go loo doo 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 and start aiming for you. But if the other one goes up to a higher spot, then they can throw the ball down while they're focusing on the opponent. The other opponent. Done.
All right, so
did
top secret tips.
Like...
No, I didn't hear it. I don't know
Good.
What it is. I'm sure you'll never be able to catch me out. As long as I never listen to this podcast, I guess I'll never know what that tip was.
But you could edit it out and you can find out when you're editing. Do not do that, please.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Please.
But that's not the only thing you can throw, is it?
No.
What else can you throw in this game?
Teammates.
Or
you can
yourself. Throw yourself.
All
right, so how does that work?
So you can curl up into a ball, drive up to your teammates. They can go...
So the point is, you can at any point in time, you can roll around on the floor, like you can be the ball.
Yeah.
And then you can roll up to your teammate, you can ask someone to throw you, and they can pick you up, and there's two different ways of throwing a teammate, isn't there?
And there are these things that can go, Yahoo, throw me, throw me, throw me, pass, pass.
Yeah, we'll talk about the communication in a second, because I think that's a really important point about playing a multiplayer game. So
you roll into the same room.
Exactly. So you can roll around, you pick up the ball, and then your teammate can either throw you hard so you fly like a ball and hit the person, or you can do the ultimate shot. What happens on that?
Which, for it, I'm going to do yours. You are like a heart with like a crack in it.
Yep.
You go up into the air, doo-doo-doo. And then I
just fly up really high on the map, don't
you? And then you can control. And then when yours gets near the ground, I saw yours like slowly opened. And then when it hit the ground, it went like boom, tear to half, and then.
So you can aim from above and just like fly down and smash on your team, on the opposite team.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool way, but they can dodge out the way and stuff, can't they, as well?
Yeah, they can dodge out the way. They can catch you.
They can't catch you.
No, no. I once threw Elsie like a bomb. And then she landed near me and I caught her.
Okay, if you say so. I'm not so sure if that's true, but there you go. So there's that. So that's the different things you can do. So now, tell me about the arenas, about the levels that you're playing on. What are they like?
You can play in like a fast food junction area.
So they're all moving. It's all 3D, they're all moving around, aren't they? There's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, for example, like there's a spinning burger entrance where sometimes you can get blocked out. There are moving cars, which you can outrun them, which nobody could probably do.
It's unusual.
In
real life, you can't.
Yeah, but Usain Bolt might.
Yes, quite
probably. He might.
Yep. In a residential area, certainly.
Yeah. If he was allowed to race a car.
Yeah, he could run. Well, he's allowed to run as fast as he wants, but a car can't go that fast in a residential area, so therefore he'd have a better chance of overtaking them.
Yep. Okay.
On a motorway.
Off you say, Bolt!
Sorry, we've gone off topic.
Okay, back to topic.
Okay, yep. So we're on these levels. So we've got, what levels did we play? There was the train station level.
Yeah, there was the
construction yard level.
The burger level.
The burger level.
And the street level.
So I presume there's going to be more levels coming gradually. There was only, I think, four different levels. But they were good fun. I enjoyed the different types of levels. There were lots of different interesting things. Oh, there was a skyscraper level, wasn't there? Where there was a, where you could glide over the, in between. There was like a tiny little ramp that led between the two different bits of building.
I've not done it yet, though.
There was that level, and it was very good as well. So yeah, some cool levels. And quite hard, though, I would say, playing against, obviously the downside of playing against other
because
real people in the world.
Some people, for example, have like level 100, and here's a tip to say whether they're tough. If their outfits are really cool, that means they've gotten near.
Yeah, they must have unlocked a lot of stuff if they've got cool outfits. That means they've been playing for a little while. So
yeah. Like, for example, I can tell you're quite high because when you do that spin on your hand and land, like,
I've got a little sassy move, haven't I, which
I
unlocked.
Yeah, when you enter.
So what do you get for... So how does it work? As you play the game more, you level up and you unlock more different things. But all you ever do is unlock outfits, different clothes, different hairstyles, different looks.
You can unlock glasses.
Change the way your face is. I thought there was like some cool different customizations.
Yeah, like your MVP pose, your defeat pose, or your like runner-up pose.
Yeah. So a bit like Fortnite. You don't level up yourself. So you don't actually, these are all just cosmetic items. They just change the way you look. They don't change how good you are at the game. They don't make it easier or anything like that.
No, there was an outfit that made us win, and then there was an outfit that didn't make us win.
Yeah, I think that's just coincidence. You just happened to win when you were wearing one outfit, and you happened to lose in a different outfit.
That was the same as your outfit, which confused you.
Yeah, you have a confusing version. But yeah, so you just get these things, but it's quite good fun, and you're unlocking cool different costumes and different outfits, which is quite a good and amusing way of doing it. But yeah, again, as you said, you can tell when someone's been playing for a long time if they've got some really cool outfits, because there are some very, very cool outfits in the game, aren't there?
Yeah.
And we were pretty new at it. But what I did like is that, now when we play an online game, especially because we're playing as a family, we don't really like putting on the voice chat. Some people playing video games are a bit silly and they can say silly things, so we don't really want to talk to anyone, we just want to play by ourselves. So normally we don't really play online games, but on this one, it's pretty cool because there were little buttons, just different buttons you could press to say, pass me, throw me the ball, all those different suggestions. You could ask for help.
Pass Yahoo.
Exactly. So just by pressing different buttons, you could encourage your teammates to help you. So even if you are playing with someone completely different in a completely different place, even if you're not in the same room and you're not on chat, you can still ask for help or talk to each other and communicate just enough.
Throw me, bomb me away. And when you're in the air, if you've got your voice up, you say like a little catchphrase, and one of them was, bombs away.
It's a good catchphrase. So that's quite fun. I mean, I think that was, we were able to play it. We played with a few other random people that we just happened to join our gang.
Level 100, there were some.
There were some pretty good people. And then there was some fun stuff where you just played, we could set up a private game. So we just played me versus you and your sister, didn't we?
Yes.
So and that's something
I
you can do.
Won.
And you did very much gang up on me like a pair of scallywags and got up to some mischief. But that was quite good fun. So you could play it like that. So you doesn't have to be playing online. You don't have to play with other people.
It can be private and you invite people.
So if you've got six people that you can play with, that's a great way to play it. But it still works with two people. I played a few one-on-one levels last night called a face-off, and they were really hard because it's just you versus one other person, and that's pretty intense.
No distractions.
No distractions, no messing around. I think I lost three, but I think I did end up winning one. So I got something, but it was hard, but not great.
What?
Well, I'm not particularly good at these games. I'm getting old, so my reaction time is not very fast. But it was good. I mean, I thought it was really good fun. I don't know how long do you think we'll play this for? I mean, first of all, do you think it's worth buying? Because right now it's on a free trial, so anyone can play it. But we've got to put down our hard-earned money. Are we going to do it?
Yeah.
You think it's a yes? Right. Okay.
Also, I would say that. Improvement.
Okay, improvements, yeah.
You know how you can roll into a ball?
Yes.
I would like it if you could do something where you can go into like a star shape. So if a ball was coming your way, so your opponent's just standing still chatting to somebody that's next to them, and the ball's coming to them, you could do a star shape and jump in front of them and they'd get you rather than the
So you could like save your teammates.
Sacrifice yourself to save your teammates.
That's cool. Yeah, that's a great improvement. I think that's a good idea.
And also when you lose, it doesn't say you lose, it says something like it says you lose, better luck next time, not just you lose.
Oh, you'd like it to be a bit more, more positive.
So, yeah, a bit more positive for the loser. And you could say you win. Maybe you could get some better techniques, like a little extra positive thing for the winner.
Okay, so even if you win, still a little bit of this is how you can still improve.
Criteria.
Okay, all right, I like that. That's a good idea. That's very good. So there's a couple of other modes as well, aren't there? There's actually a fighting mode where you're just brawling, just running around boxing each other. We haven't tried that. Sounds a bit complicated. And there was a diamond rush one where you had to go and just knock diamonds off people and grab them and stuff like that. But we didn't actually get a chance to experiment too much with those. All in all, I think a pretty good game. Good start, certainly. I'm excited to play a little more of it.
Another improvement, facial expressions.
Right.
So you make them go like, if it looks like they're losing, or if you're feeling extra cheeky, you can go, stick your tongue out and go,
They call those emotes.
Emotes.
That's what they're called. So, and the other thing is, it's free on Game Pass. So if you've got Game Pass, you got this game for free, which is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, forever. Well, I don't know if it's on there forever, but I think so. But it's quite good value. It's only about, I think it was about £17 for the normal version of the game as well. So it's definitely worth giving it a go. If the free trial's still on, or if another one comes up, I would really recommend giving it a try. If you've got an Xbox and you've got Game Pass, it's a no-brainer. Check it out, because it's really good fun. And maybe if you've got younger kids, the online play might not be for you. I think, I mean, I'm getting regularly beaten by everybody, but I thought the matchmaking was pretty good. They were putting generally the similar skill people together.
Another improvement. You can design your own match, design your own
level,
arena to do it.
Okay, yeah, that would be cool. That would be quite hard, though, I think.
Yeah.
But still, quite a good idea, something you could try. All right, well, speaking of designing your own level, that leads me nicely onto, we saw a bit more exciting new news about Nintendo Game Garage as well, didn't we? So we talked a bit about this the other day, but let's cover it again, because they went into a lot more detail now. They've gone in, there've been some hands-on or some hands-off previews where they've demonstrated how it works and things like that. Are you, how, where's your excitement level for this game at the moment, Lois?
You know how high space is?
How high space is, yep.
It's up to the top of the Earth.
Yeah.
And
very high.
In the core of the Earth.
Okay.
Very low.
Very low.
I am probably on the crust of the Earth.
So lower than where we are now?
Yeah, so about on the floor.
So maximum excitement would be in space. So what's this?
Middle excitement would be on the crust.
Right.
And least excitement would be in the core.
So like about a, if it out of 10, about a 5.
If it, yeah, it's in the middle of any number. For example, 25, 12.12.5.
Okay, yeah, great. Another great example of a half there. So this game, if you haven't seen anything about this yet, it's essentially a coding game, isn't it? Is it a game?
If you love coding.
You're making a game. It looks like a great way of learning how to code. I've got no idea how to code. You've done a little bit at school, haven't you?
Yeah, and we're starting to learn how to like code, like if you're texting a work document or something.
So I think this could be a good way to get a sort of leg up on those lessons at school. You could become a pro coder before you even get to them, and then you'll be like going in saying, "I think we can do, you know, all this
also,
wizardry."
Also, we discovered something new at school that Miss Barber didn't know.
Right, what's that?
If you on Word.
Yes.
If you know the underline, and then it's got a line underneath.
Yep.
Next to it's got a tiny arrow. Miss Barber normally says if you press on the U with the line under, it will underline it. But she didn't know if you pressed on that arrow, it would give you like bold lines, box lines, squiggly lines, like road lines, for instead of just a straight line for the underlined word.
Well, that's just blowing my mind. I didn't know you could do that. What?
It's true.
It here, everyone. We're getting lessons on how to use Microsoft Word. We didn't sign up for that.
I'll show you afterwards.
Please do. Very exciting. All right. Well, that's So anyway, but we drifted off topic there. Game Garage.
Snap out of
so
it.
What we know now is you're going to get a number of different lessons that allow you to make a number of different styles of games. So you've got shooters, where you're like side-scrolling shooters.
Yeah.
Platformers. Like a maze game. What else was there?
Jumping game.
Jumping game, like a platformer.
No game where you could just like walk around and jump.
Okay, yeah.
There's a game where I think it's like collect the most sweets.
Okay.
And also an adventure game where you're shooting this giant monster.
Yes. So it did look a little bit, I thought it maybe looked a little bit limited in all the different things you could do. You looked like you were doing specific kind of things. And you could design certain elements. It didn't look like as free as being able to design absolutely anything you wanted. You couldn't put your own sound effects in, or you draw your own, put your own art in there or stuff. But it did sound like you could create some stuff.
Moving me on to something, you can, like, there was this thing where you could draw your own characters. And here's an example. A person with a ball and a person with a cricket bat. They throw the ball. You've got to get the cricket swing just right and hit it back to them.
Oh, so they drew that,
like, thing. You can, like, draw, like, pixel people.
Okay.
With, like, four. So, like, a square next to it, like, to make it a pixel circle and some. Yes, you can draw, design some characters.
So I think this is going to be well worth a look when it comes out. It's coming out on the 11th of June, if I'm not mistaken, which is not too far away.
Yes.
And it could be a fun one just for sort of practicing a bit of coding over the summer holidays, perhaps.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll come back. We'll let you know more about that when that comes out. And finally today
is, see if you can guess what it is. Mario, I mentioned it just a minute ago. Guess what it is?
I know what it is.
Golf!
Mario Golf. I mean, who's ever been excited about golf?
Me.
Have you? I didn't know you liked golf.
I do.
So golf. Mario Golf. Now this, we've seen a bit more of a deep dive into all the features.
Yeah.
What's going on in this game? Tell me a bit about how this game works.
Before we go into that, if you're like, I want this, I don't know when it's coming out, and I don't listen to any of you rambling on about what it's about.
Right.
It's coming out on the 25th of June.
Done.
Just to let you know.
If that's all you wanted to know, when is it coming out?
It's coming out on the 25th of June this year.
Awesome.
Was it next year?
No, it's definitely this year.
It's definitely this year.
Thank goodness.
Swim back down to earth.
Okay. So this is just a normal golf game. Basically, a simple golf game. Nothing exciting about this.
I'm going to go on to my favourite part of it.
Right.
The crazy golf. Crazy golf.
What's it called? It's not called crazy golf.
I can't remember.
What's the mode? Rush.
Rush mode.
Star rush mode. Or super rush.
It's one of those.
It's definitely got the word rush.
Sorry to the people who made this are listening. Sorry if we got it wrong.
We should really make more notes, shouldn't we? A lot of people doing a lot of rushing. That's at the end of the day what's going on, isn't there?
So you whack them and be the first one to get to your ball, whack it again, get to the flag.
Yep.
Whack it in the butt.
So normally in golf, it's pretty civilized. Everyone takes turns. You have your go, next person has their go. Next person has their go. We all walk,
etc.
We walk nicely to where the ball's landed, and then we go again. Not in this game.
It's everyone walks at the same time. Everyone runs to the ball. Everyone walks again. Super moves the board people out the way.
So what else you get? So you hit the ball. Everyone's hitting the ball at the same time, getting to their ball, hitting the ball again. But then there's power ups.
Yep.
There's special moves.
There's design your me character.
There's all sorts of mad stuff going on. So you're hitting the ball, it's smashing everyone else out of the way. Each character's got their own different special moves.
Yes.
Different ways of running faster, different ways of blasting.
For an example of a special move, instead of using a golf club, you could have a microphone for an example.
Pauline, the mayor of Donk City.
Yeah, her special move is like, she gets the middle of it, and instead of holding the actual mic part, she tips it upside down, and then whacks the golf ball with the actual mic part, and then it goes, ooh,
boom. Boom, everyone's out of the way.
Yep.
So there was the super rush mode. So one of the other modes is battle golf.
Yeah.
So this is a bit like Mario Kart battle mode, isn't it? Where you're all in the same arena and you're just whacking the ball at each other.
Mario Kart?
Yeah, well, in Mario Kart there's a battle mode, isn't there, in Mario Kart? You're not racing, you're fighting each other.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, so battle this is a bit like mode. That sort of situation. So you're playing golf like that. There's a normal golf game where you're just playing
golf
you're
playing
as you would expect.
Golf.
And it actually looks pretty much like a proper golf game. There's, you've got to deal with the wind, you've got the curvature of the earth, you've got to worry about
obstacles,
curve shots, all sorts of stuff. I thought it looked like
really high shots, really low shots.
It looked like fun.
A spin, like when it hits the ground instead of going straight, it like curves round.
Yep. Okay, and last thing, there's a story mode. So you can take your own me character in and there's like a full story.
Yeah. You go around helping people. They do training course. The more you help, you get leveled up. There's a little training area. And then eventually, you can add it as a character. And then you can be them in the super or star rush.
It seems like it's like an RPG, isn't it? You're leveling up different skills and stuff like that as you go along.
Quick question.
Okay.
What is an RPG?
An RPG, Lois, is a role-playing game. And that means usually that involves having stats or statistics where you get better, you get stronger, faster, able to carry more things, presumably able to hit bigger golf balls. I don't know what the different stats might be in a golf game, but...
For an example, Toad, you like wax, like a mushroom the size of Toad's house.
Exactly. So in an RPG, your stats do different things, but in this it looks like you're going to get better at certain different things. So
yes,
it looks pretty exciting. I think it's,
yes.
and that usually that's a really good way of learning how to play the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when's that coming out again?
25th of June.
So that's not too long away either. So that's exciting.
The Game Garage will be coming out before.
So we've got a lot of games coming up, haven't we? We're into June now, pretty much. So it's going to be Game Garage and then golf.
So if you don't know when it's coming out, so Game Garage comes out 14 days later.
Or 2 weeks.
Or 2 weeks, yeah. Or a fortnight. The Mario Golf game comes out.
Exactly. So that's Mario Golf Super Rush. So we've got some good... Finally, after what seems like ages, finally we've got some exciting new games coming out, which is
yes.
Absolutely excellent news. And that's all we've got time for today. We've talked quite a lot. So we definitely, we definitely recommend checking out Knockout City if you get a chance. And yeah, we'll be back again. We'll let you know how we get on if we actually manage to win any matches. As always, thank you again for joining us today. If you would...
follow.
If you'd like to follow or subscribe, we'd or really like. Appreciate it. Yeah.
No, subscribe.
I don't know which it is. I'm really lost.
Follow,
this
like,
whole
thing. Subscribe.
Whatever
just
it
say
takes.
Any of those.
Pick up your podcast app, click like on it,
or
click
follow,
subscribe
or subscribe.
Or whatever the appropriate button is so that you get this podcast each and every single week whenever we release it. And until next time, as always,
game together!